Making the cutouts can be a fun and creative way to spend a few hours. It is a great way to spend time with family and friends and can be used to commemorate special occasions or just for fun. The importance of making personalized cardboard cutouts cannot be overstated. They are a fun and unique way to show your personality and can be valuable keepsakes. In this article, we will discuss the ways of making cardboard cutout and will conclude with a reflection on the process and its importance. 1. Using a cutout maker. The cutout maker is a great way to create cardboard cutouts quickly and easily. It is easy to use and can create very realistic cutouts. This tool can be a great way to create decorations for parties or create unique gifts. This project can be used for various purposes, such as creating a logo for a business or designing a cake, which are a fun and easy way to create unique and exciting cardboard cutouts. Therefore, a cutout maker can create cutouts of all shapes and sizes, and it is a great way to add some fun and excitement to your cardboard cutting and crafting projects. Hence, these are the ways of using a cutout maker: cut out shapes from cardboard and use them as templates to create new cutouts. Use a cutout maker to make designs on cardboard, then use a craft knife to cut them out. For using a cutout maker to create 3D shapes, use a cutout maker to create patterns on cardboard. Use a cutout maker to cut out pieces of cardboard to create custom tags or signage. 2. Using a paper cutter. The use of a paper cutter can make cardboard cutouts easier to create. This is because paper cutters can easily create precise cuts in the cardboard, making it easier to create a precise shape for the cutout. Additionally, using a paper cutter can help speed up the process of creating a cardboard cutout, as the cuts made with a paper cutter are often much easier to make than those made using a knife. Hence, here are the ways of using a paper cutter: cut out simple shapes with a paper cutter. While using a paper cutter, impressive shapes appear. Cut out complex shapes with a paper cutter. Use a paper cutter to create templates. Use a paper cutter to create patterns. 3. Using a picture frame as a template. Picture frames are often used as cardboard cutouts because they are low cost and easy to find. This is because picture frames are made of cardboard and plastic, both easy to find and relatively cheap. This is a cheaper and easier way to create a cutout than using an accurate picture, which requires a more expensive and time-consuming option like a wooden frame or a painting. Additionally, picture frames can be easily decorated with stickers or other materials, making them a fun and easy way to add personality to any project. Finally, picture frames are unique and memorable pieces of furniture that can be used in various scenarios and settings. Therefore, you can see the following ways of using a picture frame as a template: